be engaging in the new series, the book of Ezekiel.
那今天我们会开始这个新的系列，就是来讨论以西结书。
Now, my job today is very simple. I'm not going to be interpreting or preaching from the verses. Brother Hock Sing will do so next week.
那今天我将不会就是来深入的探讨这个这本书福生会这么做。
福生弟兄。
附身，对不起。
I'll be covering just the introduction of Ezekiel to let us have a background knowledge on what this book is all about.
那我只会就是介绍这本书，那让大家知道这本书说的是什么。
Now, just curious, who has read this book before today? Before today, anybody raise your hand? Yes, yes, okay, a few of you, yes. For those of you who haven't, have you heard anything about it before?
那没读过这本书的人有听过这本书吗？
Now the book of Ezekiel is indeed a very strange book.
那以西结是一本奇怪的书。
Now it is believed that the Jews would only allow people who are above 50 years old before they can read or interpret from this book.
那这个、犹太人呢，他们只建议50岁以上的人读这本书。
Who is above 50 here?
那这有谁是50岁以上的？
Maybe we should exchange place, you should be here. Yeah, this book contains a lot of many strange and bizarre acts demanded by God on his prophet Ezekiel.
那因为这本书呢，里面有太多神要他的先知以西结做的奇怪和荒谬的事。
So the Jews believe that anyone younger might fail to recognize its true meaning.
那因此犹太人就认为呢，比较年轻的人就可能无法了解或欣赏它真正的意义。
Well, because we're all strange in some ways, we thought our folks here in Jubilee Church would understand this book, even though we are neither Jewish or not yet 50 years old.
那但因为我们每个人都会有奇怪的一面，因此呢，在禧年堂我们就认为，就算你没有五十岁，也不是犹太人，但也应该能尝试了解这本书。
Now, at Jubilee Church, we believe that every book of the Bible has a message.
那在禧年堂，我们相信圣经里的每本书都有重要的讯息。
Yes, this important message. Even though Ezekiel is a difficult book in comparison, it is also a very interesting book for us to explore in.
那虽然这以西结呢是本难以了解的书，但它仍是一本有趣的书。
Now, it is a very different book from the other biblical books, both in style and in the meaning of the book, in the message of the book.
那它无论在形式上或者是叙事上呢，都和其他的圣书与众不同。
Now, it is also strange because Prophet Ezekiel is a very strange man.
那它奇怪之处呢，也是因为以西结先知是一个非常奇怪的人。
In his 23 years as a professional prophet and priest for the Israelites in exile, he acted out many of his strange and bizarre visions.
那在他为这个放逐的以色列人当先知和牧师的23年里呢，他表现出很多奇怪以及与众不同的设想。
For example, in Ezekiel chapter 4, Ezekiel was described to lie on the left side for 390 days and on the right for 40 days.
那比如在以西结书第四章里呢，以西结就向左侧卧390日，以及向右侧卧40天。
Then in chapter 5, verse 1 to 12, Ezekiel shaved his head with a sword.
那在第五章第一至十二节里呢，以西结就用刀来剃头。
Razors were not yet invented then, and he had to shave it with his sword. Yes.
因为当时还没有剃刀，所以要用刀来剃头。
He then weighs and divides his cut hair into three parts.
然后他就用天平呢，这样须发平分，为三份。
One part, one third of it, he burns it.
那三分之一呢，就用火焚烧。
The second part, he strikes it with his sword.
那在三分之一呢，就用这个刀砍碎。
The third, he scatters it to the wind.
那最后一份呢，他就任风吹散。
Not very good for hair advertisement. Cut hair. Yep. The book of Ezekiel is also the only prophetic book written largely in the first person narrative.
那以西结书呢，也是唯一的一本主要以第一人称写成的这个预言书。
But the prophet is not like a preacher, sharing God's word with his people, but as someone who is addressed by the word of God.
但这先知并不是与他的子民而分享神的话语的传道人，而是神的话语所指的人。
He is the recipient of what God is going to do.
那他将领受神所要做的。
And from his bizarre actions, the people will then recognize God's message for them.
那从他荒谬的行为呢，人们将会认识到神给他们的讯息。
Ezekiel's actions are neither example for us or for the people at the time to mimic.
那以西结的行为呢，并不是要让我们或当时的人效仿的例子。
So rest assured that the application for us today is definitely not for us to bake human dung cake.
那所以大家可以放心，我们绝对不必就是去烧烤这个人粪饼。
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, "You cannot have your cake and eat it."
那它给了这个没有两全其美的事全新的意义。
Now let's start with understanding who this prophet is, the prophet priest.
那让我们先来了解一下这位先知。
Let's read again from verses 1 to 3.
我们再来念一下以西结书第一章第一至三节。
In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, as I was among the exile by the Cheba canal, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
那当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加宝路河边被掠的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
On the 5th day of the month, it was the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiachin.
那正是约雅金王被掠去第五年四月初五日。
The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the Chebar canal, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there.
那在加勒底人之地加巴路河边，耶和华的话特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的手降在他身上。
Ezekiel came from a priestly family, and he was a son of Buzi.
那以西结呢，出自一个牧师家庭，他是布西的儿子。
He grew up in Palestine, probably in Jerusalem, and was taken into exile in 597 BC.
那他在巴勒斯坦，应该是耶路撒冷长大，在公元前597年被放逐。
It makes the story of Ezekiel about 2,600 years from the present.
那以西结的故事呢，大概发生在2600年前。
How could a book that is written so long ago be of relevance to us today?
那么这么久以前的书呢，怎么和今天的我们有关联呢？
Why are we studying and preaching from this book, ancient book?
那我们能从这本古书学到什么呢？
What does it have to offer to us modern Christians?
那它能给现代的基督徒什么启示呢？
Like I said today, my task is to offer an introduction to the book of this introduction to this fascinating book.
那我今天的任务只是介绍这本奇特的书。
I hope that throughout the series of Ezekiel, we will discover the answers to these questions.
那我希望通过这以西结书的系列呢，能带给我们答案。
Okay, let's continue.Ezekiel was probably only 25 years old when he was forced to move from his homeland and into the land of the Chaldeans, which is the old Babylon, the present-day Iraq.
那以西结在大概在25岁时被迫迁离家乡，那在到加勒底人之地，也就是旧巴比伦今日的伊拉克。
Unlike the cruel Assyrians who conquered their northern brothers, the Babylonians did not ill-treat those in exile in Babylon.
那有别于残忍的这些亚述人呢，巴比伦人并没有虐待那些被放逐到他们的地的人。
They were more concerned with these exiles starting a revolution.
那他们较担心这些被放逐者会搞革命。
So these exiles lived together in a settlement which is known as a place for the Judean.Prisoners of war.
那这些被放逐者呢，就住在犹太人的战犯的定居地。
HDB prices in Babylon were not that expensive, and so Ezekiel had his own house.
那巴比伦的 HDB 价格并不太贵，因此以西结就有自己的家。
Now where the elders of Judah would come to him seeking spiritual counsel.
而犹大的这些众长老会去向他寻求这些神灵的指导。
In the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiachin, Ezekiel would only be 30 years old when he started his prophetic ministry in Babylon.
那在约雅金王被掳去的第五年呢，以西结在30岁时开始了在巴比伦的教会。
A young priest and prophet called to minister to his people in exile.
那一个年轻的这个牧师与先知呢，就被召照顾这些放逐者。
His last year of his prophetic date, recorded date, was in year 27 of the exile, and so that indicates a ministry of 23 years.
那最后记载他当先知的事迹呢，是被放逐的27年，那预示着他当了这个23年的牧师。
He was a man of God who lived among his people in their hard times.
那他是在艰难的时期，与人民生活的这些圣人。
Sometimes he has been called psychotic and schizophrenic by some scholars.
那有些学者就称他为这个精神病患者，以及这精神分裂症患者。
Well, he is crazy in a godly kind of way.
那他疯狂但神圣。
Now, in the opening paragraph of Ezekiel chapter 1, it tells us that the hand of the Lord was upon him there.
在以西结的第一章的第一段呢，说到耶和华的手降在他身上。
Like a prisoner marking the days of his imprisonment, Ezekiel carefully tracked years of his exile with precise dating, as you can read from his book.
那就如一个数着被监禁的日子的囚犯呢，以西结也计算着他被放逐的日子。
He spent his entire prophetic career as an exile in Babylon, speaking to exiles.
那他以放逐者的身份呢，在巴比伦度过他先知的生涯。
Ezekiel was also the first prophet whose entire prophetic career was spent outside of Judah and Israel.
那以西结呢，也是第一个在犹大以及以色列以外度过这个整个先知生涯的先知。
He's like a new immigrant anointed by God to serve in a foreign land.
那他就像一个被神选定在异地这个侍奉的新移民。
Now a little about his personal life.
现在我们来了解一下他的私生活。
Ezekiel was a priest who was married and loved his wife very much.
那以西结已婚，也非常的爱他的妻子。
A priest who is married?
已婚的教士。
Yeah. Our Catholic friends may not find this concept familiar, but this practice is not uncommon in the Jewish faith.
那我们天主教的这教徒呢，可能不熟悉这概念，但在犹太信仰中并不罕有。
Even Jewish rabbis today can marry.
那现在连这个犹太法师也能结婚。
Ezekiel was happily married, but God tells him that he is going to take his wife away.
那以西结婚姻美满，但神却对他说，他要夺走他的妻子。
Chapter 24, verse 15, 16, and 18. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. With one blow, I am about to take away from you the delight of your eyes. Yet do not lament or weep or shed any tears.
那第24章第15-16节，耶和华的话又临到我说：“人子啊，我要将你眼目所喜爱的忽然取去，你却不可悲哀哭泣，也不可流泪。”
Verse 18. So I spoke to the people in the morning and the evening. My wife died. The next morning, I did as I had been commanded.
第18节，于是我将这事早晨告诉百姓。晚上我的妻子就死了，次日早晨我便遵命而行。
What was that about?
这究竟是为什么？
I see all the wives looking at their husband. Taking away the loved ones of the faithful servant to make a point.
为了表明立场而取走他忠心仆人的挚爱。
This is not the first time God has done something like that.
那神并不是第一次这么做。
Job is another example.
约伯就是另一个例子。
But for that case,Job's nagging wife did not die, but his children and many of his farm animals did.
那但约伯的这个唠叨妻子并没有死，死的是他的孩子以及那些耕畜。
Is God sadistic?
神是否是个虐待狂？
Not entirely, but this was done as a warning to Israel that God is going to act against his own people, his sanctuary, the place where God dwells.
那并不全是。而是神要警告他的就是以色列，他将亵渎他的圣所。
God tells Ezekiel exactly what to say to his people.
神教以西结怎么对他的人说。
Verse 21 and 24 of chapter 24. Say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I'm about to desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold in which you take pride, the delight of your eyes, the object of your affection, the sons and daughters you left behind will fall by the sword.
第24章21节，你告诉以色列家，主耶和华如此说，我必使我的圣所，就是你们势力所夸耀，眼里所喜爱，心中所爱惜的被亵渎，并且你们将遗留的儿女必倒在刀下。
Verse 24, Ezekiel will be a sign to you. You will do as he has done. When this happens, you will know that I am the sovereign Lord.
第24节，以西结必这样为你们做预兆，凡他所行的，你们也必照样行。那事来到，你们就知道我是主耶和华。
God is going to desecrate His own sanctuary, just like how the sanctuary of Ezekiel's blissful marriage is desecrated with the sudden death of his son, of his wife.
那神将亵渎他的圣所，就如他以以西结妻子的死亵渎以西结的美满婚姻。
Just as Ezekiel's wife is the object of affection for Ezekiel, the object of Israel's affection, their sin will be taken away from them.
那就如以西结的妻子是他的心头爱，那以色列的心头爱也将被夺走。
This is to showcase that God is sovereign.
这是为了表示神就是主。
But whenever we hear of this phrase, God is sovereign, we immediately think of God as a tyrant.
但每当我们听到这一点呢，我们就会认为，神是个暴君。
God takes away your wife as a warning to your fellow countrymen, and you are told not to lament or cry for her.
那神为了告诫你的同胞呢，就夺走你的妻子，并且叫你不可悲哀或哭泣，也不可流泪。
Why would God do something like that?
神为何这么做呢？
Can you imagine the agony and the pain?
你可否想象那极度的痛苦与疼痛？
God explains to Ezekiel why and how he is going to cleanse Israel.
那神向以西结解释他为什么和将如何的去洁净以色列。
But God does not explain his choice of actions.
但神并没有解释他的行为。
Truly bizarre and strange.
真是奇异又奇怪。
Sometimes God uses extreme ways to carry out his divine purpose.
那神有时以极端的方式呢来执行他的神迹。
We will engage with this further in the relevant chapters.
那我们将在相关的这个章文中再深切的探讨这一点。
For now, what I can offer to you are some comforting words that whatever pain and suffering Ezekiel was asked to go through, the intensity of Jesus' pain and suffering to the cross, on the cross, is comparable.
那现在呢，我只能安慰大家，说这个以西结所经历的这个痛苦呢，并不多于耶稣被钉在十字架上的痛苦。
However bizarre and strange the acts of Ezekiel are, it is equally matched by the bizarreness and strangeness of putting the God's Son, an innocent man, to death on the cross for the sake of humanity.
那以西结的这个奇怪行为呢，就如同为了人性。将一个无辜的人处死于这个十字架上一样荒谬。
Now let's take a look at the historical context of the book.
那现在我们来看一下这本书的历史背景。
As mentioned earlier, the period of this writing is during the exile of King Jehoiachin in 597 BC.
那我们之前提到呢，这书是在公元前597年约雅金王被掠去时写的。
During this time, Israel is already divided into two kingdoms, Israel in the north and Judah in the south.
那在这时候呢，以色列已经一分为二，那北部是以色列，南部是犹大。
Can I bring your attention to the map? Israel is on the north and Judah on the south, and Egypt is in the south. And Babylon is actually on the east side of it, your right-hand side. And Assyrians are just above the Babylonians.
那大家可以看一下这个地图。
Yep, okay. After the fall of the northern kingdom in 722 BC, northern Israel, Ephraim, was under control by the cruel Assyrians.
那公元前722年呢，北部王国衰落，那以法莲被残暴的亚述人控制。
For a while, the southern state Judah had seen a strong resistance under against the Assyrians led by King Hezekiah between
716-687 BC. 那在公元前
But whatever Hezekiah did for Judah, his resistant policy was reversed by Judah's most apostate king, Manasseh, who compromised with Assyria instead.
但这个赫奇卡亚为犹大所设的这个抵抗政策却被犹大这个最被教的王马拿西逆转那马拿西向亚述妥协
Manasseh shed much innocent blood and introduced Canaanite idolatry and cultic practices and all kinds of magic and fortune telling in Judah.
那马拿西害死了许多无辜
After Manasseh's reign and also of his ill-fated son Amon, King Josiah rose to the throne and introduced a revival, a good reform plan in
622
BC.
约西亚王登基并介绍了一个良好的改革政策
Josiah personally led a dramatic ceremony renewing Israel's covenant with Yahweh
那约西呢亲自领导一个戏剧性的仪式来更新以色列与耶和华的盟约
But even the great reformer Josiah could not undo the evil done by Manasseh
但无论约西是个多出色的改革家
Josiah died a hero in battle against the Egyptian pharaoh Necho.
约西在对抗这个埃及法王的战斗中呢壮烈牺牲.
After Josiah's death, his successors, his two sons, Jehoahaz and Eliakim, only became puppet kings of the Egyptian and Babylonian overlords.
那约西死后呢，他的这个继承人，也就是他的儿子，约哈斯和伊亚基姆，指称了埃及以及巴比伦君王的傀儡。
Now, so Eliakim was renamed Jehoiakim by Necho.
那伊亚基姆呢，被这个尼哥改名叫约雅敬。
Now, so the Assyrian's power is shifting to the Egyptian power, and the next we'll see the rise of the Babylonians.
那这个权力就移到这个埃及，然后接下来我们就会看到巴比伦这个夺权。
In 605 BC, Pharaoh Necho finally met his match and was defeated by King Nebuchadnezzar, the second of Babylon.
那公元前605年呢，法老尼哥终于被巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒第二世打败了。
By this time, the Babylonians were the world's supreme power.
那在这时候呢，巴比伦人呢是拥有全世界最高权力的。
Jehoiakim rebelled against their new master, King Nebuchadnezzar II, and died in the midst of a siege of Jerusalem.
那约雅敬与他们的新主人，尼布甲尼撒第二世反抗，并在巴比伦。
Then only 18 years of age, Jehoiachin took over the kingship from his father. But they were too weak to fight against the mighty Babylonians, and so he had no choice but to pledge allegiance to the Babylonian king.
那当时只有18岁的这个约雅敬呢，就从父亲接过王位，但因军事太弱，无法不效忠于巴比伦。
Jehoiachin saved the city from destruction by surrendering to Babylon.
约雅敬为了不让这个城市被毁灭呢，而向巴比伦投降。
To prevent revolt by the people, Nebuchadnezzar deported the young king Jehoiachin and his family and other Judah's finest leaders back to Babylon.
那为了避免这个人民叛乱呢，尼布甲尼撒第二世就驱逐约雅敬与家人以及犹太的其他这些领袖到巴比伦。Now
note that not all Israelites were deported.
那请注意，不是所有的以色列人都被驱逐。While
Jehoiachin in Babylon, Jehoiachin in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar II appointed Zechariah as king in Jerusalem.
那约雅敬在巴比伦后呢，尼布甲尼撒第二世就委任了这个西底家为耶路撒冷的王。
This period was known as the exile.
那这个时期呢，就被称为巴比伦囚旅。
It is during this period that our prophet Ezekiel came into history.
那就在这个时候呢，我们的先知以西结就出现了。
He was one among the exiles.
那他是放逐者之一。
Zedekiah in Jerusalem soon rebelled against the Babylonian master, and for the second time, the Babylonian army attacked Jerusalem.
那西底家在耶路撒冷呢反叛巴比伦，而巴比伦人呢就再次这个攻打耶路撒冷。
This time there was no saving the city. The first temple, Solomon's temple in Jerusalem, is destroyed in 587 BC.
那这次呢，耶路撒冷就没得救。耶路撒冷圣殿在公元前587年被毁。
Zedekiah became the last king of Judah. After the fall of Jerusalem, Ezekiel's message changed from judgment and cleansing to one of hope and promises of restoration.
那耶路撒冷灭亡后呢，以西结的讯息就从审判和净化变成这个盼望和诺言复兴。
Now it is said that the exile was a period of testing ideas about God.
那有人说这个巴比伦囚虏是一段对神充满质问的时期。
Was God still with them in exile?
那在巴比伦囚虏时，神是否仍与他们同在呢？
Was Yahweh powerless against the Babylonian gods?
那耶和华面对这巴比伦王神时呢，是否束手无策？
Could Yahweh be worshipped in a strange land?
那在异地是否能敬拜耶和华呢？
What is God going to do with his people?
那神将如何对待他的子民？
Ezekiel, called by God, rose to the occasion and spoke as God's mouthpiece to the Jewish exiles in Babylon.
那神召唤以西结，通过他传话给巴比伦的犹太放逐者。
I have no doubt that the book of Ezekiel will also test our understanding about God.
那我相信以西结书呢，也将会考验我们对神的这个了解。
I'm positive that you will have many questions when you read these strange accounts in Ezekiel.
那我也肯定在读以西结书这些奇迹时呢，也会有许多问题。
Our task as preachers is to bring clarity to some of these questions, but there is no way we can provide answers for all the questions raised.
那我们当传道的呢的任务就是尽量的去解答这些问题，但我们并没有所有的答案。
I hope that we will continue to ask questions about our Bible, even though we may not be satisfied with the answers given.
那我希望就算我们并不满意这些答案呢，但我们仍继续的发问。
Karl Barth calls it the strange new world within the Bible.
那 Karl Barth 就称这为圣经里的奇特新世界。
This strange new world is about to become stranger for most of us as we engage further in this strange and bizarre book, Ezekiel.
那对大部分的我们来说呢，当我们更深切的来探讨这本以西结这本奇怪的书时，我们将会觉得这新世界就更加的奇特了。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Lord Father, our Father in heaven who loves us dearly, whose actions are sometimes strange and bizarre, that it escapes our comprehension. Father, we ask the Lord, you send your Spirit to guide us to understand you better, to understand your word in our lives. The Lord, may your word be living in us, Lord, from this day and for all days, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time this morning to know you in a different way.